Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hey, y'all gonna use the same chair?
I mean,
Denton
is sitting quite close.
Yeah, sitting his left.
That's why I showered. Landini, showered today just for you.
You don't look like you showered.
Well, that's offensive. Is that? That's hurtful.
This is your post-shower look?
I just went to work, too. I'm not, like, fresh out of the shower.
If you had to guess, Landfill, now, I showered today also.
Why does he look like he's not showered, though?
I don't know. It's kind of Denton's look.
The man just got a beard and a little
Denton's
and
look
and little
is
mustache.
Kind of not showered.
JP said you look dirty, bro.
He is saying I look dirty. He says I look
I
like
I combed my
that.
Hair. I shaved. I look like I showered.
Yeah, it looks like you're going to don't a first. Don't like you comb your hair, though, dog.
Looks like I'm going to first.
Yeah, the way that hair is combed, though.
Your hair going many different directions.
I went last weekend to a first communion. If you're unaware, Denton Day obviously joins us now. He very much wants to be seen on the stream, so you could see him on the stream sitting incredibly close to me.
And he has a straight upright stance.
How come you never thought to just saddle on up with B-Mitch?
He would stiff arm me away so fast.
Because that's what he said last time with you.
All right. Denton, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How's everybody doing here?
We're good, man.
We're hanging, man.
If we were to be roasted, who do you think would be good to roast Brian and I?
For B-Mitch, I'd definitely have Doc up there for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we respect our elders. We won't touch him.
I don't think Gibbs would do it, although that would be hilarious if Gibbs got up there and roasted
you.
You
wouldn't have thought Belichick would do it.
That's true. I wouldn't have thought Bill Belichick would have done it.
I think Gibbs would do it.
You definitely have to have a couple of coaches of yours get up there and do it.
Well, he said John Harbaugh would probably be really good.
My high school coach would probably know a lot.
So
he would have to tell on himself, though.
Yeah, it's fine.
We started NIL back in 1987.
Now that I believe. That I definitely believe.
I think I'd get Smoot up there, too, just because I think Smoot would be fun.
I heard all that crap he says already.
Yeah, but we haven't.
a couple comments on the stream backing me up. Tay W. says Denton looks like Joe Dirt. And Just Santana says, does Denton play the banjo?
No. I think Joe Dirt has way more hair on his head than I do. Yeah. So I wish I had Joe Dirt hair.
All right. Landfill, did you need a roast Denton? Because that's always welcome.
Nah, I'm on Team Denton today.
Thank you, Landfill.
You're on Team Denton Day or Team Denton today?
I'm on Team Denton Day today.
Okay.
Day today. We should do a roast at our station. I don't think hardly anybody would be up for it, but I think it would
be
hilarious.
Well, we basically did that at our little thing.
Rouye
jabbed everybody, but nobody got the opportunity to jab back.
Yeah.
So, sure. Like, that felt, I mean, he was great. Don't get it twisted. But it felt a little unfair because nobody got to say anything back.
I was told I couldn't put my hands on him.
If I may, just briefly, I get roasted by everybody all the time.
And
that's like,
you roast
that's
Jeff
a central
every day.
Tenet of the program.
You roast Jeff every day.
Yeah, but you don't get paid to get roasted. Imagine
guys,
getting paid to get roasted.
You guys all blamed me when another host on the station. Had a weird dream about me. I had nothing to do with it.
If a man dreams about you being naked, he has some thoughts of you. You have to give him some idea. So You had something to do with it.
Listen,
having no context to this conversation makes it all the better.
You're Bishop, better off.
Bishop,
having...
Bishop was on Junks.
We don't need to.
And
re-
he said he had a
we
dream
don't need to relitigate this
about
thing.
A naked man. And they said who? He said JP. And he said no, JP Finley.
Yeah,
JP that is
was
odd.
In
that
the
is
chair,
not...
butterball naked, sitting in the chair doing an interview, and I happen to be on the other side, fully dressed.
Now, Denton. That's not my fault. I did nothing wrong.
You did something to make Bish think about it. You tell like the caller called in and said every day JP says imagine him getting out the shower.
I haven't done that today.
You talk about how he's
we did talk about showering.
You always talk about his butt, and that's why
sorry,
Bish,
I got a good
Bish
butt.
Saw him with his butt crack. He mentioned your butt crack in the dream too.
Good God.
I am the state of confusion. This is not fully your fault. I mean, you might have a little bit of blame, but why is Bish talking about your crack?
No, why did he bring it to the public?
To the public.
Yeah, yeah. Why are we bringing this up again? I don't know. Probably my fault somehow.
We started talking about roasting people.
Nichols says, I think Denton's look is smooth.
Thank you, Nichols.
Is that your parents?
No. No.
What do your parents think of your look?
Similar to you. Similar to you.
What does your fiance think of your look?
She deals with it a little bit better, but even there are certain days where she has some questions. She's like, are you sure you want to walk out in that? And I'm like, yeah, of course.
When I first started dating my wife.
I would
wife,
suggest to her, just start laying his clothes out.
Yeah. When I first started dating my wife, I had like a. My hair, when it gets long, gets like super curly, kind of afro-ish. Mm-hmm. And I had a big beard, and I was
I don't see that.
Dressed like it does. Dressed
like
a bum.
It stays straight like it is.
Over time, Lauren has converted me into the dude that you said looks like he's going to First Communion.
He's like going to First Communion. Yeah, so my Lauren has not done too much. She thinks the romp hymns are funny, and now it's warm outside, we can bring some of those back out.
No. But, I want
the romp hymns, that's a one piece.
Don't do that, dog. I mean, you're too old to be wearing a damn onesie.
It's not a onesie. It's a one piece.
One piece is a onesie.
Yeah. It is very difficult to go to the bathroom.
Denton is kind of getting roasted right now. Juice Santana just said, you know Post Malone, B? He said Denton looks like pre-Malone.
you know what's funny? There was a picture when I was in college of Post Malone dressed up as a cowboy that my brother sent along to everyone in our family because he thought it was me.
Really?
So pre-Santana, I mean, just Santana, he might be onto something.
Seymour Butt says Denton's hiding that hairline with the headband.
The hairline is fading from every side. The headband can't do much. I got to come in here with a skull cap to hide this thing.
We got to pay you for this here as well.
I know, for real. I was trying to come in here getting ideas to roast other people, and all of a sudden, I'm Tom Brady now.
I just saw Linnell was wearing
He was a do-rag.
Yeah.
He's trying to get waves. I can't get waves.
I didn't understand what he had working on. Like, his hair's not that long.
Well, it's for waves.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good luck, Linnell. Surely there's some sporting event to ask you about.
I mean, the Jane Daniels interview. I'm sure you guys will play some clips.
We haven't yet. We were stacked all day, so we might get into it tomorrow. But
intelligent man, I say. He doesn't put himself. He doesn't
he
put a lot of stuff
out there. He is not creating a headline. Oh, it was beautiful. He is not creating a headline.
So for everybody that wants to compare him to Robert every time they want to say something, he is not Robert.
He is yeah,
not
dude.
Robert. Especially in his interviews.
Well, did you see Robert came out and said he's a better passer than I was?
Yeah, I saw that.
Accurate.
But Robert had other things that caused him some friction.
Yeah.
And I think Jaden is so damn smooth at that. That's one of the parts of the 23-year that I don't mind.
Right.
He's a little more mature than he would normally be.
Much more mature. He's not creating a headline. I thought the way he handled things, because it felt like at times Keyshawn was trying to bait him.
Keyshawn always 100%. Trying to bait him.
He was trying to
all
bait him, and he was not falling
for it. All you
got to
do when you get around him, just say, Suge Knight. Bait him.
Yikes. What impressed you most about Daniels?
Just the not doing the headline thing. Because like there were certain questions. So like they asked him, can you win the NFC East? And he was like, dude, I don't know yet. I think that's a fair answer because he hasn't thrown with his wide receivers yet. Like, I don't need or want my quarterback to, you know, before he has even thrown a pass to a wide receiver that is under contract, to start saying we can win the NFC East. I don't know how you do this with the comments up in here, because that 3-pack comment is actually hilarious.
See, you got to learn to be a pro and just kind of keep it going.
Don't worry. He was going to get to it.
The Xbox thing is true. I do love Xbox.
People have no idea what you're talking about, then. So you got to try to keep it going with this Daniels commentary.
That is true. So I'll keep going to Jayden Daniels. Do you think I get Jayden Daniels to wear a headband?
Probably not. I don't know. We'll see. He hasn't taken the hat off yet, so he's got to start there. Much, I'd argue maybe too much, has been made about the number issue, and I know Keyshawn tried to kind of get that out of him.
Yeah.
I thought Jayden handled that quite well also.
I did as well. Now, I saw the rumor on social media about a video potentially dropping on Friday with Jayden Daniels and Tressway, which I would assume be the transitioning of the number. I haven't confirmed that. I could have asked around. You probably could have asked around. I'll just wait for it to drop Friday.
I know some folks involved in that process, and everybody's trying to be respectful and understanding and get to a spot where everybody's cool with the result. And
right.
And I think that's the only – because it's easy to be dismissive, like, yo, this new star quarterback gets a number, but it's also you got to recognize this dude's been here a decade, won a couple Pro Bowls, like, there's a right way to handle things.
Yeah.
And I think everybody just wants to handle everything the right way.
I feel like Tress is the perfect guy to kind of be in that position because I feel like he's more understanding, and I feel like he would handle that well. It's not like you're asking like a dude. I just feel like he gets it.
B and I were talking about it in the break, I guess, B. But, like, you see both sides, right, where you've got a veteran, an established NFL vet. Jeez. That maybe shouldn't be forced to give up his number for a rookie, yet you've got a quarterback, a number two overall pick. Like, it's not as cut and dry as folks want to make it.
This is a 10-year deal. This guy has been in multiple Pro Bowls. No, you can't just run in there and take his number and say, do it. There is something that's been established in the NFL. You want that number, you pay for that number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if Tress wants to let his number go for a price, that's how it should be worked out. If Tress was a guy that was a backup punter trying to make the team, that number is going to be taken.
Yeah, that number will be gone.
This is a guy, I understand he plays punter, but he's not a punter that's been in the league not doing anything. He has been the Pro Bowl.
He's been easily among their best players.
As Jayden said, he's the captain.
I thought,
hell, we gave him the MVP for years to come. What the hell? Don't ever buy that. We gave him MVP for years on this team.
Breaking news on the Fan. The Denver Broncos have released Ben DiNucci.
Hey, pour one out for the JMU legend.
Remember Ben DiNucci. I'm with you, B. I just think all parties can land at a good good spot on this, and it's not as simple as whatever. Just give him whatever he wants, and it's not as simple as
give him number one. Be that.
John
Dotson wears. John wears one.
Landfill has.
Dotson wears one. Yeah,
I think Dotson wears one.
Yeah, Dotson wears one.
Another thing of digital. Make it. I wanted number one. I got number 30. I turn it into something.
Yeah, I mean, he could go for two. You might have to get De'Ami Brown out of here, though. So if you had De'Ami Brown, like we did the numbers, 7 and 9 are available, but obviously 7 and 9 are not available. So like
seven, they just gave it to Haskins.
Hopefully they've learned from that mistake a little bit. Jayden's worn 5 for the entirety of his, going back to high school.
Agreed for Haskins to wear it. So you wear it. There are enough numbers out there. You can find another one. I mean
10 is available.
I've seen guys have a number.
10
in college,
is available.
With it, comes well. Move on.
Right now, technically, Kaz Allen has 10, but like 10 is available. Yeah, you're not going to hold that number for the potential.
How do you feel about Mariota wearing 0?
Yeah, goofy.
As Deion
makes
said,
sense.
If you don't consider, what did Deion say? Deion told the people they could not wear 0, right? Because you're not one. If you want to put on that number. If you put that number on, you better be
good.
Bad as hell.
Yeah, you better be good.
I tell you what, as if we needed one more piece of evidence that Jake Fromm might need to look for a new gig, I didn't realize that Jeremy Chin got number 11. Fromm also wears 11. Rent, don't buy. Now, Landfill has perhaps the most accurate take of all of this. Why is this problem so significant?
Yeah, this is a few years ago when they changed it and started letting just anybody grab the single-digit numbers, this created a huge headache. Because realistically, I mean, if you look at it, like with the punters and the quarterbacks, like they've got to have the low numbers. So like, there's only a small handful that they
could
can get.
Cool for Jaden. 8, except Brian Robinson's got it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what number could be cool for Jaden? 4, except Frankie Louvu's got it. Like, when you create the single digits to be really cool, you do create kind of some of these problems.
Yeah. Come on, wear a double digit number and make it great.
I think he's going to end up being number 5. Yeah. But we'll figure all this out.
But, you know, Tress is that nice enough guy, but you know what? Still. Should be for a price.
Tress deserves to get met where he needs to be.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
wherever he decides.
And he has a great foundation. This
is what you find out right here. How important is this number to you? This is the price. If you don't want to pay it, then it's not that important to you, right?
Right. I do think Tress will end up letting him have it, giving it to him. But I do think there will be a price, whether that be like a foundation, showing up at a couple of camps.
Now, that transaction needs to be. I'm getting some of that. I can donate it to the foundation.
But give me
I'm
that
not
money.
Letting you donate it to the foundation. You go get my jersey and get the tax credit? Hell with that. I want the money, and I'm going to get the tax credit. You know what I mean?
Jaden Daniels is probably now being drafted number 2 overall. He signs a contract that's worth almost $40 million.
Right.
I don't think this is a contribution to a charity kind of situation. Yeah. Now, you don't have to try to, like...
I mean, if I get it, if I'm going to work out my tax stuff, I'm going to pay something to a charity.
What about 15, B? You wore 1, now you wear 15. Dax Milne, sorry, pal.
out of there.
15 just don't look like a good quarterback number.
Hold on.
Looks good in Kansas City.
Yeah, 15 is the best quarterback number in the league.
No, not here. That Pat make his stuff. Because now you do that, they're going to compare you to Pat. Now you don't want that comparison ever.
I don't think you can get compared to Tebow.
Yikes.
If he was going to Denver, he should get 15, and he'll make it look way better than Tebow did.
Won the Heisman in the SEC? Maybe he is.
Yeah, that's when he was just the best athlete.
Who wore – Peyton wore 18, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He wore 18 in pros, but he wore 16 in college. So we changed when he got.
See,
I like 16. I like 16 or 18.
Peyton changed his number.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, 16 would be a good number. I think that's a good number.
16 is Driscoll. Didn't
Jim Pluckett wear that number?
Yeah, you're giving a new number to Jeff Driscoll. Sorry, like you're getting a new number.
I mean,
Jeff Driscoll's not gonna be on the team, man.
You don't think?
Well, they need a third quarterback.
They're gonna keep 3 quarterbacks.
Yeah, they need 3 quarterbacks.
So it's Driscoll or Hartman, and Hartman you can put on the practice squad easy. In fact, Landfill, there may be a story tomorrow on the NBC Washington website that breaks all of this down just ahead of rookie minicamp. I don't think it has
to
be a single.
Read that crap.
What's that?
None.
People read it. I'll show you the numbers. You know what's wild, dude? To Landfill's point about making it Armageddon in the number system, how many wide receivers on last year's roster? B. Mitch, do you think wore a number in the 80s?
I think 1 or 2.
1.
It was Crowder.
Crowder.
Yeah. The rest of them were tight ends.
Right.
What happened to that Penn State guy?
2.
Tinsley wears like 17. Or, no,
was he 17?
3. Oh, Pringle was 3.
Yeah, Pringle was 3.
We had 1, 2, 3, 4 that were all receivers.
Yeah, 17.
5 was your punter. 6 wasn't used.
10 was Samuel.
8 was running back. 9 was not used. And then you had 17. But the rest were a single digit.
I could have thought that Tinsley wore like 83 during the preseason. He might have switched it up.
Preseason, he might have.
Penn State or something like that? Right?
Yeah, the Penn State guy.
Yeah, he wore 83.
Of the numbers in the 80s right now, Crowder's at 80. Davion Davis is currently number 84. I don't know that Davion Davis is going to make the team, but maybe he will. Cole Turner at 85, Zach Ertz at 86, Sean Bates at 87, Armani Rogers at 88, Bryson Tremaine, who certainly saw no game action, at 89. You got one receiver that you would project to make the roster in the 80s. That may be part of the issue.
Yeah, could be.
Landfill, you might be right about that one.
No, he's right.
He's definitely right.
Once you start telling people they can wear single-digit numbers, you know, and they should never let a guy that weighs over 300 pounds wear a single-digit number. I don't care what you think.
They can pull it off in
college.
It don't
look right.
because, you know, you have dudes wearing multiple numbers anyway. Plus, guys are out of there in a couple of years, so you don't have situations where there's like a 10-year vet who's holding on to a number, and then, oh, we just got this rookie coming in. He wants it. What do we do now?
Was there any conversation when you went to Philly, B, about 30?
I told you, I went there. I left. I agreed. I came back. The number's in my locker. I didn't have a chance to talk to the dude.
Who was it?
I forgot the dude's name. Thomas. Last name was Thomas. Was Thomas. He was a running back. And I was going to offer him something, but they
did it for you.
And then, what I'm supposed to do? Call you, hey, you know I was going to give you the
Not how that works.
Nah, they made that decision.
All right, everybody stop roasting Denton. Denton, tell everybody where your Twitter handle.
You could hit me on Twitter at TheDentonDay.
The Denton Day. When we come back, we'll have the Doug Cameron. Nobody go anywhere.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But it's not sane, much like me. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Joining us right now, BetQL guest line, is our friend, Mr. Doug Kammerer. When I first asked Doug if he could come on, there was supposed to be all this crazy weather surrounding the Nats-Orioles Battle of the Beltway series. The weather seems to have moved on, Doug. How are you, buddy?
There was?
Wasn't there supposed to be bad weather or storms the last couple days?
Well, yeah, we got a chance of thunderstorms, but it's not big. Like today, we don't have much at all. Yesterday, we had a chance of storms. We had quite a few downpours area-wide, but, you know, the game was fine. So, you know, typical run-of-the-mill type of storms. They're playing tonight, 6:45, should be just fine. Hopefully, we get another win out of it. I mean, how about the Nationals, man?
I would love it.
Last night was impressive, man.
JP, man, I like it. Bro. I love it.
Man, that is – I root for everybody. It's like I have
good ball.
Kids on both teams.
Can't root for everybody. Yeah. Root for a team
or not. So true.
Doug, so I know you do your, like, extended winter forecast, but yep. I was kind of curious. Are you able to do that in the summer? Like, are you able to do that?
Yeah, I do that. I've been doing that now for about the last 10 years, summer forecast. So that's probably coming out, I think, next week. I'm trying to nail down a date of when that's going to come out. But, yeah, I'm looking at that right now. So, you know, just how hot are we going to get? How many 90-degree days are we going to see? What's the hurricane season look like? Can we get a storm like that up our way? All that stuff. I'll be able to give a forecast for that probably next week.
What do you think looking ahead, like what I know about living here in the summer is that it's super hot, humid, and a thunderstorm can emerge at any moment. Like
most evenings, right around 4:35 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly right. Right during showtime, baby. Right during a newscast.
That's right. Get everybody paying attention. All right. So, talking with Doug Kammerer, chief meteorologist over at NBC4. You can follow him at Doug Kammerer, 2 M's, 2 R's. I've been wanting to catch up with you since the draft. How do you feel about Jaden Daniels?
I feel good. I feel really good. I think we did some good things on the offensive line. That was my key last year. I mean, you know, Sam Howe, I liked Sam Howe. I know we've talked about this before. I really liked the guy, but we didn't give him a chance to do what he was supposed to do because we didn't have an offensive line. Now we've got a couple of offensive linemen coming in. Jaden Daniels is a guy that can get out of the pocket a little bit better than Sam, obviously. So I think that's going to be something that benefits us. And I really like our draft class too. I mean, we had some weaknesses, and I think we attacked those pretty well.
I think they did a hell of a job with it. And when you look at this team, like we've been talking about, where we think they are compared to what the other teams were. I mean, look what the team was last year. Do you see them being better than last year?
Oof.
I know they haven't played yet, but still,
they have to be.
Or
right?
On paper.
They have to be. I mean, what was our final record last year? What did we end up with?
4-13.
Four
and they
wins?
Started 2-0.
I mean, how do you not get better than 4 wins? You know, can we squeeze out with, you know, all this brand new? I mean, half the team is new, right? I mean, I think JP, you put out something on that yesterday, the day before. It was like 47% of our team is new. So how long does it take to get a team to gel like that? It's going to take a couple of games. So maybe we squeak in a game here or there early, but then maybe we actually turn some stuff up later on in the season. I mean, you know, we've got a tough division as well right now. So that's a big thing too. I mean, the NFC East has always been one of those where, you know, in recent history, if you go 8-8, you might get to the, playoffs. I that's not going to be the case this year. So I think the NFC East is a harder division as well with the Eagles. Hopefully the Cowboys actually show something. We all know how we feel about the Cowboys. And the Giants are supposed to be a little bit better, even though I can't believe they let Barkley go to Philly. How does that happen?
Do you believe
they weren't gonna pay him?
Yeah, it's like cash. Do you believe? Apparently they didn't even make an offer. Did you see that, B?
Yeah, but that's the whole thing about it. Like Tiki Barber running his mouth and people. If you don't offer me, what am I supposed to do?
Right.
I'm supposed to leave and go get mine. I'm not going to sit here and try to justify some former player's damn mindset.
Exactly.
I don't get in the way of nobody's green, believe me.
And think about this. I mean, Philly's got a pretty good offensive line. I know they lost Jason Kelce, but they've got a pretty good offensive line. That's something that the Giants did not have last year. So you put Barkley back there with actual other weapons and in protection. He's going to be scary this year. So I'm a little bit, worried about that for that part of it. But again, that's the NFC East. I love our draft class. I'd love to see what Luke McCaffrey can do. Everybody knows him, of course, as Christian McCaffrey's brother, but this guy's ready to hit the ground running. Mm-hmm. So, and literally running. I mean, he's even faster than his brother, right? He had a better combine time than his brother did. And he's 6'2". That's a pretty good-sized receiver. If you can put him on the opposite side with Terry, that's one thing we had with Terry. They're doubling Terry the whole time. So if we can get somebody that can actually, catch the ball consistently on the other side of the field, maybe all of a sudden we got some options.
It's interesting. There is one question in Washington that we don't have the answer for. Brian and I both tend to agree that I think it'll probably land where it should, is somewhere in the middle. But where do you land, Doug? Jaden Daniels, the new quarterback, the great hope for the Commanders franchise right now, has worn the number 5 all of his college career from 2 different stops, Arizona State and LSU. Tress Way has been wearing number 5 here in Washington for 10 years and is a multi-time Pro Bowler. Like a face of this team, as much as
I
get that he's the punter, but he's important to this fan base. What do you think should happen?
Any other punter, you'd be like, it's the punter.
Right.
Come on. But Tress is the guy that's been the one stable guy that we've had. I mean, how many other teams can say that your punter is one of the most, popular guys in your team? So that's a tough one. But B, what did you say? What did you say about Barkley? You said what?
He got paid.
Don't get paid. Absolutely.
Yeah. So Tress should get paid.
Yeah, Tress should get paid. Absolutely. Yeah. He should have like a new car waiting outside for him. Like, you know, whatever it is that these they do nowadays to get numbers. Because I've heard some crazy things. You know, whatever that may be. Yeah, I you know, if he wants that number bad enough, Tress is going to get paid.
You find out how much it's worth to a person, just give him the offer.
That's true.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Oh. I mean, I know my number. My number is 15 my entire life. But if somebody came to me, like what – and that means – you know, that number to me means a ton. It's my dad's number. I mean, we have numbers because we love those numbers. It's not because we just picked that out of a hat and we're like, I'm going to be number 8 for the rest of my life. No. That's not – you know, maybe that's happened when you're younger. But you have there's reasons why we pick our numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the number behind, or what's the backstory behind Tress's number? What's the backstory behind Jaden's
number? So that's
numbers?
An interesting question. And the backstory behind Jaden is that he grew up a massive Donovan McNabb fan.
Donovan McNabb, number 5, Philadelphia Eagles. When he came here, he was 5. Yeah,
right. And the backstory behind Tress wearing number 5 is back then punters just got random numbers assigned to them, and that's how he landed right. Number 5. I think he wore 36 in college.
He's so good at it, all his teammates call him 5, right?
A lot of them. A lot of those guys call him 5. And I think it's a tricky situation that I think you've got a very mature young quarterback and a guy that just wants the best for the team. I think these guys will land at a good spot and everybody will be cool with it.
But it's a situation that the players should – come to an agreement on.
What do we
nobody
have
else should get involved
another, here's
with
another way to think about this one, right? Like, how long Tress is how old?
Probably 34-ish, 35.
Yeah, how much? I mean, he's a punter, so he's got some longevity. How much longer does he have? And the reason I ask this is because, you know, we had Haskins come up, right?
Yeah.
What number was he looking for?
7.
Number 7. Right, and that goes down. You talk about history with the number 7 in Washington D.C., and you know exactly what's going on with that number. And Beisman was like, "Yeah, okay, sure," and he didn't last. And that's kind of a thing. So now that number is all right. Anybody can get that number now. So do you want to continue that precedent? If Jake
not
comes
necessarily
in and he's
though.
Here for 15 years, we're great.
See, I think like when those numbers are like not necessarily retired, but put in a holding pattern, it could go back in a holding pattern. I know my number was retired in my college, and I allowed Levi Lewis to wear it. And once he left, it went back.
Yeah.
College is a little different, though. You
but
know
even
what I mean?
The pro,
kids graduate,
but they were
transfer.
They were holding these numbers here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
And
if
Joe had to get permission, that could go back to holding. But I'm saying in this situation with Tress, and Jaden, these are adults now. They need to handle that. What I'm saying is nobody in ownership, nobody in front office, no coaching person should get involved with this transaction.
True.
That should be those two guys come up with something that they can deal with.
Do you think they've already done that?
I'm starting to think it's done.
I think it's close.
Because I'm looking at some things that would have happened by now that's not happening, and I think it's probably done.
Well, Jaden's going to be on the field Friday.
As soon as that number 2. Sorry.
Oh, all he was like, looked at his wife and said, what car you want?
Yeah, you get paid.
You want to take a European vacation? Doug,
babe,
last
I
thing.
I got a bonus.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You just celebrated your 35th birthday. People may not realize, but Doug.
So how old are you?
Just 49, bro.
Oh, okay. You were joking. Okay.
B, putting them on Front Street.
Nah, but see, man, come on. Men don't care about that.
I don't care about that. I'm 42.
No.
You look all the 49.
Thank you. but listen, it's good to be Mitch. There's only one B. He goes wherever he wants, doesn't pay for a thing. It's a pleasant life.
That's not true.
Doug Cameron lives a pleasant life, too. What did you do for your birthday?
I had a good, we went out Saturday night. My wife and I stayed down at the Capitol Hilton.
Oh, cool.
Ended up walking over to Shoto, which is right down there.
Sure.
Had a nice meal down there. Went to, one of my favorite places, Grazie Nonna, Grazi Mille, which is right next door. If you guys haven't been there, that place is – it's just a cool spot to hang. You get – Grazi known as a great place for food. I mean, that food's – my boy Casey Patton runs that place, and that thing is just phenomenal. I love that place. So Grazi Mille is just a place to chill, a little darker. You know, you can hang out with your wife or girl, whatever, and it's great. And then
Doug. You better just go with your wife.
But I meant my. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not that soccer player guy. Come on now. And then we went over to the place next door. It's a brand new club. It's called Arcade. Pretty good. We were there for like 12. You know, 12. You're talking about. You know, thank goodness I was able to get in for free, because apparently there's a $100 cover.
Whoa.
So, you know, unless I know somebody, you won't see me back there.
Yeah, for $100 cover, is it just called Arcade, or are there like arcade games?
There's like arcade theme in there, and it's Japanese themed. It's a really cool spot. It's a really cool spot.
So let me ask: you went to Shoto, which is a pricey, high end kind of sushi joint.
Yeah,
and then you went for dinner. Did you eat at Shoto or just cocktails?
No, we ate at Shoto, and then we had a little something at Grazi,
okay.
And then went over to Arcade. So yeah. But you know, you're right. Shoto can get expensive really quick. So we just kind of they have these really good tacos. They're small, you know, like tuna tacos. They're really, really good. And like one roll. Like I didn't spend a whole bunch of money. I'm a cheap guy.
I doubt that. Doug, thank you for making time for us, dude. Happy birthday.
Hi, Doug.
Hey, real quick, we got to talk about my golf tournament. And it's not even my golf tournament.
That's right.
It's B. Mitch's golf tournament.
B. Mitch is not sure if it is. Is that fair to say? No, say it's yours, Doug.
No, Doug can have it, man. Doug can.
Well, I mean, B. Mitch,
I like Doug.
He's
going to be talking more than I'm going to talk.
You are the host, bro.
Yeah, but
like,
you're talking more than I'm going to talk.
You are the host. You're supposed to talk. I haven't got the time for you to talk. And, like, the picture that they put on here, I want you to get a new picture. I want you to tell them, hey, I need a new picture.
What picture did they put on there?
It's you. I mean, you look good, but you look like you're like the CEO of, like, some Fortune 500 company. You're not smiling at all. I want to see that B. Mitch famous smile.
I don't know. I didn't pick that picture because I'm always smiling.
What's the website? We'll let everybody figure it out.
Yeah, June 3rd is the it's called the Mayor's Championship. It's at the Lakewood Country Club. So we need you out there. And, yeah, B. Mitch is supposed to talk at 11:30.
And is that the one that's raising money for a Ronald McDonald House?
Yeah.
It's for Ronald McDonald House. Yeah, and that's why I'm doing it. I'm on the board of Ronald McDonald House.
That's why he's going to talk.
I'm going to be out there. Yeah, I can't wait, man. Ronald McDonald House has been something that's big in my family. So I'm super excited to be part of Ronald McDonald House for sure. But then this golf tournament, which is going to be a lot of fun. And it's going to be a big fundraiser for us as well.
Let's
see. Come on out, everybody.
How about this? Because you're on the board. See if they can get us a hard Ethernet line and a place to broadcast, and we'll ask CK, especially if B-Mitch is giving a speech. I'll do the show solo out there, but I think it'd be fun to be out there.
Oh, man, I'd love to have you guys. Yeah, okay. We'll make that happen.
What's the website one more time?
The website is the-mayorschampionship, and I can't even find it. Hold on. I knew that was going to happen.
Like
hold
mayor?
On, hold on.
Like
don't
Mayor Bowser?
So it's the-mayors, mayors.perfectgolfevent.com. I know that's a lot.
Okay. We'll find it. We'll get it out there. Doug, thank you, dude.
Appreciate it, Doug.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
We come back. We got to make some bets.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun.
Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost, all backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Our buddy Danny Frank's wife, Susan, just texted me, 3 shots of tequila and I would roast you for free. the boys, what's that?
Would she need tequila?
Wouldn't take much. I did my best effort to go long with camera so that we didn't have time for her to hear first, but I suppose we do. Jeffrey?
All right. JP, as you can see from the chat, your bet was crazy. It messed the people up. It messed up some parlays you didn't hit. B. Mitch, you chilling with your boy this week. Owen Walker, Owen Mitchell, and my boy Landfill hit his bet last night. What y'all got going for tonight?
Landini?
I'm going with the White Sox.
Is TBD pitching?
+1.5. No, Flexen is pitching, so he's going to be flexing on him.
Flex, time to have. Remember that song?
Give me the Knicks.
Kind of like the Knicks. You got to wonder what the Pacers have left after. I'm going puck. Give me the over, Edmonton, Vancouver. A lot of scoring out west.
Knicks and the over.
Ooh, B with the parlay. What you got, Jeffrey? The Battle of Adelaide?
Now, I wanted to take Real Madrid, but the odds just changed, and it just took me out of contention for that.
Good.
So, let me go ahead and take the Yankees. Parlay with the Nats beating the O's again.
Ooh, Jeff calling for the sweep. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Neil Greenberg. Thank you to Bobby Belt. Thank you to Nucci. Thank you to Denton Day. Thank you to Doug Kammerer. And happy birthday to Doug the Hammer.
Thank you for Buddha.
Kammerer. Thank you for what?
Buddha.
Oh, yeah. If you want to see Buddha, check out our Instagram page. Maybe you can pray to him. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Look for me and B at the Nats game. If you see B, Mitch, he owes you a beer.
JP.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.